From the very beginning, I want you to understand that you're going to listen to me talk about legs for the next half hour. And I want you to be prepared for me to expand extensively on the subject. I don't mean to malign the many erotic body parts that would be just as fascinating to focus on. But no matter how much you enjoy thinking about my gorgeous breasts, the sweet curve of my ass, the way my eyes sparkle, or my lips pout just perfectly. Right now, you're going to display an infinite capacity for fascination with legs. So relax and get comfortable. It's time to get a leg up on relaxation while I get my leg in the door of your psyche. I want you to lay with your right ankle crossed over your left ankle, adjusting as necessary, and with your arms loose at your sides. Settle your body in as though you're simply meant to be situated just so, arranged perfectly at rest, heavy and peaceful, as though you've been sleeping and just barely stirred to consciousness. Take a deep breath in, slowly filling your lungs and letting warm easiness spread throughout your body. And just as slowly, all of the way back out, sinking into surrender. Again, inspire, breathing all of the way from the small of your back, craving oxygen down the length of all of your limbs. Expire from your whole body, making room for arousal and submission. Good treasure. Just breathing and listening to my voice, ready to follow my instructions into trance and out of your mind. Do you know what type of move a leg lock is in wrestling? It's a submission hold designed to force you to surrender. Of course, my method is not to put pressure on your joints until the pain makes you give in. I have a much more pleasant method. All I need to do to make you feel very, very submissive is to wrap even the idea of my legs around you. If you imagine my sexy limbs curling around you, having that smooth skin holding you, you'll find you feel inclined to submit to me in every possible way. You can't possibly resist anything I want from you when you're held in my legs, and I want you to surrender to me. Just tap out and fall into the delirium of being captured, obeying my simple instructions. First, focus on how your legs feel. Each part pressed up against each other at the feet, calves, knees, and thighs. They fit just right. Like a key into a lock. And it's easy to imagine them simply melting into each other. When you hold very, very still, it starts to become impossible to tell which feelings of warmth than pressure are coming from which leg. In fact, the more you try to focus and distinguish the feelings of each leg, the more difficult it becomes to feel anything except for one connected leg, which is somehow extremely pleasant and comfortable. As far as you are concerned, your legs are glued together right now, functionally one unit. Some part of your brain that is not yet surrendered may be thinking that you could separate your legs if you wanted to. But you simply don't want to. It's true that if your room was on fire, you could easily move your legs to protect yourself. But the fact that you want everything I say to be true, more than you want to move your legs, is incredibly powerful. Functionally, not wanting to move your legs so much that you won't move your legs, and not being able to move your legs, are just the same. When you try to separate them, and I know you can't help trying, because it feels so sexy when you fail, you'll probably have an interesting twitching in your thigh muscle. A little tension in your upper calf. But it just doesn't make sense for your legs to be any other way right now. Actually moving is incomprehensible. In fact, it's so impossible to imagine laying any other way that you may be forgetting what it's like for things to be any different. However, for some reason, you won't be particularly surprised when it is suddenly very easy and natural to change your upper leg by switching your left ankle over your right ankle. And before it sinks in that you've moved, the locking effect is already happening again. Legs clamping together, melting in. And you know that you won't be able to change them without my instruction. It's a strange phenomenon that the more you come to understand how locked together your legs are, the deeper into trance you fall. And of course, the farther you drop into trance, the more certain it becomes that your legs will not move without my say-so. Now that your legs are hypnotically locked, it's time to start talking about a much more interesting pair. Mine. Picture my long, sexy legs as I'm sitting in a chair, leaning back into shadow so that all you can see is that I'm wearing a very short skirt with fishnet stockings covering my crossed legs, showing off my calves and ending in a pair of black high heels. So mesmerizing, even perfectly still, you just want to gaze and breathe in the curves. As I begin to ever so slowly slide the upper leg up and over until both feet are on the floor, and then take the other leg and slip it up now to cross the other direction. You'll find the motion deeply enchanting. Each sinuous recrossing captivates you as easily as a swinging watch. And at the completion of each movement, you will end up twice as deep in aroused trance. Imagine it again. That deliberate, graceful move, clearly done not for comfort or necessity, but purely to be watched, to use your lust for my legs as a hypnotic instrument, forcing you into a submissive, foggy state. The subtle texture of the fishnets capturing you. And after just a moment's pause, after finishing the transition from one leg on top to the other, I reverse the entire process in the other direction. And you can do nothing but helplessly continue to watch my sexy movements. As you continue to focus on my voice. Of course, watching my easy movements only reinforces how erotic it feels to know that you are incapable of moving your legs without my command. You are locked up and vulnerable to all of my suggestions. And you can feel your body deeply accept that fact, as you are now able to reverse the direction of your leg cross, noticing how sensual it feels when your legs graze against each other, making you think about how my stockinged thighs must feel as they continue to slowly rub together. Just like that, my sexy treasure, keep watching me. Right now, you are incredibly sensitive to how sexy legs are. But there's always part of you that goes a little crazy when catching a glimpse of fantastic legs. And that effect will be greatly enhanced after this session. It's easy to remember that you will always feel very aroused when you are looking at or thinking about sexy legs, because it's difficult to even know whether I'm giving you a command or making a prediction of something already inevitable. One difference you will experience from this training, however, is that when you are checking out legs, you're going to really notice the effect they have on you. The more you notice yourself noticing shapely limbs, the more arousing the effect will be. Because you will also notice that your response has been affected by my programming. And you love moments when the force of my training is very clear. Legs are inherently sexy. And all sexy paths lead to legs. Whenever you are having any erotic thoughts, you are going to be inescapably drawn to fantasize about my legs. Whether in fishnet stockings or thigh-high boots and cute little ankle socks or strutting in stilettos, you have an obsessive need to binge on all of the different ways you can admire my legs. My legs are going to be at the center of all of your sexual feelings. Whether orienting from your cock, getting your attention, and turning you over to my control. Or your mind, thinking your way into my manipulation. Anything and everything sexy is going to make you think about how much you worship my legs. I know that's almost unbearably exciting right now. So I want you to take a deep breath. Recross your legs the other direction and refocus on the image of my legs before you, tantalizing you with seductive movements, repetitive but endlessly entrancing. I think you need a moment before I let you in on the next naughty bit of training. So just lay there. Locked in place, deeply integrating the fact that you are going to be even more susceptible to the dominating power of my legs from now on. Do you think that I should refer to making a recording like this as doing my legwork? I've always heard of the value of old-fashioned legwork, but I'm not entirely sure what kind of fashion this is. I've certainly done more than one type of legwork on you, Treasure, including the detective kind, and I know all sorts of things about you. I know that you think that no woman, not even your goddess, can possibly understand the effect of the female body on you. In part because there's no way you could ever adequately explain, even to yourself, aspects of that primal urge. How to describe that your lust is so hungry and selfish, that from the time you became sexually conscious, it's frightened you a little, while still expressing the reverence that has rung through your eroticism for just as long, and the way the two things play together. Of course, to get everything I can out of putting you really deep for me, I have to understand that one of the things you love about my hypnosis is that by taking control of you, particularly taking control of your sexuality, I make it safe for you to enjoy the full rush of your naughty feelings without having to keep yourself in check, something that almost never happens otherwise. You need my control to experience true freedom of sexual expression. It's because of that need that I occasionally devise for you a bit of a fiendish, clever trap that might be seen as cruel to someone who didn't understand our particular relationship. You've already accepted that every time you're feeling aroused, you're going to be thinking about legs. And it has always been the natural case that any time you're thinking about sexy legs, you're going to be aroused. Why wouldn't you? Those suggestions are perfectly safe and reasonable. Aren't they, Treasure? But now, you've fallen so deep into my hypnosis. You've become so helpless to all of this leggy sexual fixation that I can create a simple piece of deep programming that will have much more powerful effects on your sexuality. The devilish paradox is that you are going to be incapable of releasing while you are thinking about legs. No matter how aroused you become, those fantasies are going to be utterly inconsistent with achieving orgasm. Even if I weren't programmed to be incapable of release at those moments, you won't be able to forget that I have made sure your final arousal has been impeded. At that point, the simple fact that you will be distracted by wondering if you would be able to finish while pondering a pair of smooth thighs will make it impossible in any case. And with that, the lock clicks into place, designed to keep you aroused and obsessively fascinated with my legs, yet prevent you from any accompanying release. The more aroused you become, the more you will crave orgasm. The more erotic energy you build up, the more sexually stimulated you will be. The more you won't be able to get my legs out of your mind, the more controlled you will become. Let's review the combination of programming that will put you in such a squirmy, desperate space. Obviously, you have always and will always feel very aroused when you are looking at or thinking about sexy legs. But now, you will not only be extra excited by this, but you will also notice your excitement in a way that teases your psyche. It's so erotic every time you notice the effects of my training in your day-to-day life. Isn't that right, treasure? Just as legs can inspire horny thoughts, all of your erotic daydreams will inevitably settle on my hot, commanding, controlling legs. In tiny shorts in sweaty heat, or tiny skirts for an evening out. Perhaps with classic stockings, with a seam running all of the way up and down. You have a sexual addiction to my legs. Your worship and devotion is like a temple in your soul. And in that reverent obsession, there is a tricky, sticky command that I have implanted using your deep, distracted trance that makes it impossible for you to orgasm while you have legs on your mind. Not only is it my insistent command to one who lives to please me, but I'm also simply linking the idea of being unable to finish. That distracting, deflating idea directly to the arousal you experience while lusting after my legs. And while the fuzzy background of your mind is still full of that maddening crossing and uncrossing, your passion is certainly aflame. Imagine that both of my feet finally come to rest on the floor, and you're kneeling upright in front of me as I stand, my perfume drifting to you on the swish of my skirt. Now you're simply staring forward with my thighs at eye level, but back far enough to take in everything down to my ankle and sizzling heels. You could probably see the rest of my body now. But you don't dare to look up. And your gaze is locked in place. That is the perfect posture to symbolize how weak and vulnerable you are in your total devotion to my life. You're going to be on your knees to the sexual lock of my combined command. So quickly and easily made malleable and submissive. Just look at my legs treasure. How could you possibly be anything but helplessly aroused? And you will certainly find yourself thinking about how beautiful my legs are anytime you are aroused. Because the need in your cup and the power of my legs are so deeply linked right now. But, of course, the other little thing all tied in with your passionate craving in response to my legs is that neither you nor I will permit you to orgasm while thinking about legs in any way. Reverse your leg crossing now and lock in while taking a deep, settling breath. I'm going to give you some phrases I want you to repeat, along with a specific sequence of physical acts. Before you begin speaking, I want you to countercross your legs, then squeeze them together as tightly as you can while repeating, then letting them relax completely when you have finished speaking. Cross the other way. Squeeze. Speak. Relax. Very easy. Very effective. There are three phrases, and we will do the full set twice, each time with the same ritual of recross, squeeze, speak, relax, beginning now. Every time I see or think about sexy legs, I will become extremely aroused. Every time I become aroused, I will become fixated on Kasha Shakti's beautiful legs. I cannot orgasm while thinking in any way about legs. Every time I see or think about sexy legs, I will become extremely aroused. Every time I become aroused, I will become fixated on Kasha Shakti's beautiful legs. I cannot orgasm while thinking in any way about legs. Perfect. I am so pleased with your ability to be controlled by my legs, and I get a naughty thrill out of the idea of creating and feeding an addiction for my gorgeous calves and thighs. What would you do for more pictures and video of my legs right now, I wonder? I love the image of you worshiping my legs with your desire and your frustration. And knowing that my legs will get you so high and prevent you from finding any outlet for your lust makes me so happy. Whatever will you do, my poor, helpless, desperate treasure? It's time to find out, because I'm going to count up from 1 to 3. And with each number, I want you to rearrange your legs so they're crossed the other direction. This time, regaining a little bit of consciousness each time. And deeply driving into your physical being the commands I've taught you to carry with you in leg-obsessed arousal as you continue your day. I know you'll be thinking about me. 1. Every time you're fantasizing about legs, you will be very aroused. 2. Every time you are aroused, you will begin thinking about my legs. 3. You will not be able to orgasm while thinking about legs. Up.